It's very interesting what you said, that you stopped doing these things. It probably scared you. You found out there was an effect, and it scared you. It's kind of interesting because it reminded me during the break that we had a couple people who did our Spindrift experiments, and they wanted nothing more to do with them after that. It scared them that they could actually see that their thought did something.
Yeah, well, yes, and I was toying with it at a kind of gigantic level. I mean, creating rain where there was none, where there was no humidity in the air to even produce the rain, and then creating it. You know, the first couple times, I guess I chuckled and said, wow, that's amazing. By about the 10th or the 11th time, Bill, I had begun to reflect on the possibility of doing something. I mean, for example, in Texas, we prayed for rain. We got it all right. They had flooding. It can go wrong. People wrote to me about, I even toyed with the idea of perhaps diverting a hurricane. But then it occurred to me, okay, fine. What if we divert it, but just by a little bit? It sits out in the warm Gulf waters, growing larger and larger, then hits land. In other words, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, Bill. And based on that realization, yeah, I stopped.
Yes. Well, there, you've got it. And so there are ramifications to all this research, but, you know, we have to move forward. Every invention has its bad things. We all know the story about the atom bomb. We had to split the atom, but it could have been used one way or used another way. And prayer, unfortunately, can be used for good or bad, and consciousness can be used for good or bad. And I suppose the future is going to be kind of a tipping point. Either we're going to go forward when we discover what can be done with thought, or we're going to actually take our discovery of what mass consciousness can do, use it upon ourselves, and annihilate ourselves.
Well, Bill, I'm really in favor of going forward with it, even though I personally stopped. You know, I'm just a talk show host. The people who should be going forward with this are the scientists and maybe the religious people, too. I don't know. And I'm not sure, by the way, Bill, I'm not sure the two are related. I think that prayer is just like closing your eyes and not appealing at all to God, but appealing for rain and trying to manifest rain. So, Bill, in my own mind, I don't know that this power is actually related to God, and that gets you in a lot of trouble when you say stuff like that.
Well, let me take a crack at it, okay?
Be my guest.
Have any proof about God. But I think that what we can make as a good argument is a distinction that we make at Spindrift between prayer, which is goal-oriented, which is praying for rain or whatever, and prayer, which is non-goal-oriented, which is praying for what is best. And when we get into this area where we get our own ideas away from what we think we want to do, but pray for what should turn out to be the best in the situation, we find results that we don't anticipate that are normalizing for a situation that actually don't bring danger and bad consequences along with what we desired. And what that means in terms of the spiritual argument is, again, we can't prove the existence of God, but we think that we can prove through non-goal-directed prayer, which we call Thy Will Be Done prayer, when they get the ego out of the way, is that a cultivated consciousness of these spiritual qualities and premises and desires to have what is best for a situation to occur,
yes,
brings only good results, but you can't anticipate them, but ultimately you see how it normalizes the situation, harmonizes the situation.
All right, but there's a big but here, though.
What's that?
Well, it's but what I just read. For example, if the men who drove those airplanes into the World Trade Centers prayed hard enough, God knows, it suggests they prayed five times a day devoutly.
Yes.
Before they decided they would do their deed, and their deed resulted in, you know, thousands of innocent people being killed, thousands of Americans being killed.
Right.
They succeeded, and the power of their prayer apparently was as great as the power anybody might manifest for the good.
You have a very interesting point there, Art. We don't know how this is going to eventuate. It would seem at this point that people's goal-oriented thoughts and goal-oriented prayers are more powerful, it seems so,
yes,
than the power of good thoughts. But it's this tipping point concept that we could tip either way.
But Bill, it's subjective. In the minds of the men who were praying for success in knocking those buildings down,
yes,
To them, from their perspective, it was a good thing.
It didn't produce good.
That's from our point of view. I hate to put it that way, but that is from our...
Well, it is our from point of view, but we would define good as a producing order, not disorder.
Well, okay, fine. But their prayer was to produce disorder for a goal that they considered good, the smashing of the great Satan.
No doubt about it.
So even good is somewhat subjective.
Well, yes. People have crude ideas of good. There's no question about that.
What there seems to be no question about is the real power of this, of prayer, the real power of... Is it your position, Bill, that the more people involved in this goal-oriented
power, the stronger, no question.
The stronger it is.
Yes. But then again, one person with a clear thought in a way that nobody else is knowing what they're doing can break through that. I'll tell you, let me just cut in just real quick. It's a kind of a complicated concept, but I'll just say that when a person prays alone and in a secret, you know, as Jesus talks about shutting the door and being in the closet, all that, what you're trying to do there is come up with a strategy of praying for something that's undefended, that nobody else is thinking about. If the whole mass consciousness is on something and you're trying to pray about that too, you're going to get nowhere. They're going to overwhelm you. But you have to pray about something that they're not thinking about.